is weird, but at least it's legal.
Quality show.
Well, looks like you have a fan.
Hearing about you all over town, actually.
Now let me call your kind attention to our big show.
Well, good morning. Here we go. Monday morning, no turning back, although that's all right. We'll leave that soggy weekend behind and hope for drier ones in the future. This is KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. My name is Tim Hunter. And this is the week we'll find out if he's going to be arrested or if we're going to let the Easter Bunny give our kids all that candy again. The jury's always out. Let's see, magic number for the Mariners to clinch a playoff spot is down to 157, for those of you into that. And Britain's King Charles visited Germany over the weekend, apparently getting terrible advice on when to hit Oktoberfest. Oh, somebody got to help that guy out. Well, we got a lot to take care of, including a bunch of great songs coming up in moments. Just doing what we can to get going on a Monday morning. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. And Tim Hunter, maybe you've noticed this too, but it seems like I constantly have things collide on my calendar. Case in point, every April, the first Monday of the month, is when traditionally the championship game takes place out of all that March Madness, and which is one of my favorite things of all time. It is also the night that we traditionally will go out for my brother-in-law's birthday. And it's like, well, So, yeah, I tape it, and then I hear the score accidentally, and then I don't watch, and I do this every year. Wow. I am a creature of habit.
And now, KRKO is proud to present Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff that Tim Hunter found on his Facebook feed.
Some of these are absolutely fantastic. Who the heck was the first person to look inside an oyster and think, that big piece of snot looks delicious? When I'm done eating something, I have to show my hands to the dog, like I'm a blackjack dealer. And when he was asked why he became a jazz musician, he replied, "Because I hate crowds." Please cancel my subscription to your issues. And one more, I have an inferiority complex, but it's not a very good one.
You've been listening to Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff found in Tim Hunter's Facebook feed right here on KRKO.
Yes, you have been. You know, if you're enjoying the music and you're thinking to yourself, boy, it'd be nice if I got a KRKO shirt, sweatshirt, t-shirt, something. It'd be kind of cool. I listen to the station. Why wouldn't I own some of their swag? Well, just so happens we have a KRKO Radio Swag Shop, and it's an easy address to remember. I know you got stuff going on right now, but just commit this to your mind. KRKO.RadioSwagShop.com.
And now, here's today's edition of I'm Witless News with Tim Hunter.
Well, good morning. A new report says that Americans prefer red wine over white 40% to 30%. The bad news? That's just for breakfast. Cab drivers in San Diego are upset because they're being required to pass a body odor test. Although, keep in mind, people were complaining from as far away as Los Angeles. In a recent study, mice were given a human brain gene to see if they would learn how to perform tasks better. It didn't, but it did cause them to notice that Mickey Mouse is not wearing pants. And finally, Pizza Hut is testing a new skinny slice pizza that has fewer calories by using less dough and skimping on the toppings. This is the perfect solution for the person who has never had the thought of cutting a piece in half.
Join us again next time, unless you can help it, for another edition of I'm Witless News.
Yeah, you know, sometimes this show is so educational. That was not one of those moments, but it has been known to occasionally do that. Well, here we go. Monday morning. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter, starting to pick up some momentum. Geez, we had Palm Sunday yesterday. Let's see. Passover starts Wednesday, Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, then Easter. But let's return to today. It's a Monday. We've got the college basketball championships. We've got my brother-in-law's birthday dinner. And we've got hockey, Mr. Lafferty.
I'd rather go to the birthday dinner. Where are we going?
Well, we're going to Piccolino's, Italian place in Ballard.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
Awesome.
Time? What time are we going?
6 o'clock, separate checks.
Okay, never mind.
All right.
Then I'm going to the hockey game.
So we got a big game tonight.
We do. Game 3 of the series. It's a rare Monday night hockey game in Everett. Game 3 with the Silvertips and the Portland Winterhawks. And the reason it's Monday is Paw Patrol Live.
Oh, wow. I had no idea they were in the playoffs.
Yes. They're in the building tomorrow and Wednesday, so they couldn't play in the midweek kind of when they usually do. So they're playing here in Everett on Monday night and on Friday night.
Now I understand that KRKO is hosting some of their clients tonight at the suite.
Yes. That's free for us.
I was never invited to join.
Well, it's your brother-in-law's dinner.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I have to have priorities. Anyway, so how are you feeling about the tips?
They were sellers at the trading deadline, and they kind of knew that they were going to ship off a lot of their good guys and stuff, and boy, they just made a haul coming back. You know, when you're sending one guy and you get two first-round draft choices, that kind of stuff. So they're set for the next few years. But here they are in the playoffs, as they have been for 20 straight years, and so you never know. You just got to play the games.
For those who are not into hockey, Game 3 is played between Games 2 and 4. So I'm just trying to be inclusive here, okay? All right, thank you, Tom. Have fun tonight.
Yep.
Taking in some great tunes Monday morning, KRKO and Everett's Greatest Hits. That's all we play here. My name is Tim Hunter, and if you're ever on the go, maybe you have a biz trip, a family vacation, and you miss a week of this show, they actually offer Filet-O this program. It's called the Tim Hunter Laughcast, and it lives on our website. We update it every week, krko.com.
You know, it's a pretty poor day when you don't learn something.
It really is, so we're going to add a few more wrinkles to that gray matter of yours right now with our Pretty Poor Day feature. More than 90% of Americans say they no longer answer the phone when it's an unknown number. Duh. 11% of men say they would give up their best friend for $1.5 million. For the record, I would consider a lower offer. Guys, if you're doing the dating thing these days, test this one out. 60% of women say they are willing to kiss a guy on the first date if he talks about his mother. Hot chocolate actually tastes better when you drink it from an orange cup, go figure. 75% of families attempt to go camping at least once a year. God bless them. Those were some of the best vacations of my life. And a study says that we spend 5 years of our lifetime feeling bored. That's funny. I've been on the air here at KRKO for 5 years. Coincidence? I sure hope so. All right, well, that's what I know. Yeah, it would be nice. Of course, we could be thinking about completely different things. Good morning. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter playing them for you this morning, hanging out, getting going Monday. Lots of coffee involved there, pal. We got Aretha Franklin, 10cc, David Essex rocking on in the minutes ahead. All before 8 o'clock here on KRKO. And you younger people. And that's what happens when you get to our age. You refer to anybody under 40 as you younger people. But if you are under 40, you may not remember this. Because on this date back in 1980, the prime rate in the United States hit 20%. So it could be worse. oh boy, it could be way worse. Let's see. Happy birthday to David Hyde Pierce. He was Niles on Frasier. He is not a part of the reboot, just so you know. Tulip Festival off and running. Yeah, they're getting more and more flowers by the day. So you might want to plan your trip accordingly. Probably a week from this weekend is going to be prime, but get there early because otherwise you'll be sitting on the freeway waiting to get off. Marysville really excited about their big egg extravaganza and Easter egg hunt coming up this Saturday at Jennings Park starting at 10 a.m. Details on the tulips and the eggs on our sister media company, EveryPost.com, a great source for local news.